Ever wondered what Lord of the Rings, a small French village, and a wildlife rehabilitation center in Africa all had in common? The answer? A Port Townsend High School senior! From KPTZ, 91.9 FM out of Port Townsend, Washington, this is Senior Spotlight. Hello and welcome to Senior Spotlight, a segment where I, your host Amelia Nunn, introduce and interview a member of Port Townsend High School's graduating class of 2021. Today my guest is Pierre Bellew, zoological enthusiast and certified Tolkien expert.
So I understand that you're working on a podcast.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm doing a podcast on the history of Lord of the Rings.
What are some examples of episodes that you have done, and like what topics do you explore?
I've only done four or five now. The first two were the first and second age, so they're like the big meaty historic time periods of the Lord of the Rings world. And the other two were, I specifically did one about the Shire, because everyone loves the Shire. And then I did one about music, is the most recent one I did, how Tolkien affected like rock and roll.
What episode do you think so far has been your favorite to produce?
Probably my third one, which would be on the Second Age, because I really like the Second Age of Lord of the Rings. It's cool because that's where it's like the one where there was this huge battle. I love battles. Battles are sick. And it was like one of the biggest, besides the ones that happened in the movie, one of the biggest battles that Middle-earth had seen at the time. And it was pretty cool.
Do you have an episode that you maybe have not necessarily produced yet, but you are really excited to produce?
Yeah, I do. The next few are going to be really specific onto the timeline of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. I'm going to start with The Hobbit. And that's just going to be really fun to read and talk about in depth, like go further than the movies talk about and just really get into the meat and potatoes of.
Is there anywhere that people can find your show?
I don't think so. Maybe once I have them all done and wrapped up, I can think about putting them on YouTube and stuff like that.
So I understand that this summer you're going on a trip to Africa?
Yes. Oh yeah. I'm going to Namibia, Africa, which is right above South Africa. I'm going for about 3 months.
What are you doing there?
You know, it's one of those like moments you really read about on like motivational speeches or something, because it's something I've been wanting to do since I was a little boy, you know, about 3 years old, running around collecting bugs. If you're into animals like I've been forever, the hot spot of the animal kingdom is Africa. So when I'm going to get there, the first 2 or 3 weeks of the trip, I'm going to be traveling all around the country on this Putney expedition, which is like this company that creates these expeditions for people that want to see the world. So we're going to be traveling all around the country and visiting these locations. And one of the locations is called Nankuse, which is a wildlife rehabilitation center. And that's where I'm going to be spending the rest of my time, is going to be volunteering there as a wildlife volunteer.
And what will you be doing as a wildlife volunteer?
It's going to be really awesome. I'm going to be caring for animals like cheetahs, lions, African wild dogs. I'll be involved in research and monitoring of the carnivores in the wild and how they interact with the indigenous people, like the farmers there. I'll be tracking and monitoring the animals that they release after being rehabilitated. I'll be tracking them for a couple of weeks until they are like cleared, and then we just leave them alone and stop tracking them. Oh, you know, doing the basics, feeding, taking care of, just spending time with the animals. And then also there's the volunteers can go on poacher watch, where you go around and looking for poacher hideouts and stuff like that.
How did you find this? How did you decide to do this?
Well, they actually came to the high school last year before the pandemic hit. I didn't really pay much attention to it until I got one of the books and I saw that there was a way to get to Africa. And I was like, oh, Mom, this is really cool. I showed it to my mom and she's like, you want to do this? I'm like, hell yeah. I mean, you know, I've been dreaming about this. And she was like, okay. So we started applying and all that. It took about a month or two to get all the paperwork done and get applied for it. And then I got accepted into the program last year around, I would say, April. They said I got it, and they said they were waiting to see if, you know, at that time, COVID hadn't really become a terribly big thing. You know, there was a few cases in the U.S., and it hadn't really blown out of proportion. But when it did, they canceled the trip and just re-enrolled me for next year, which is now.
I'll get back to that in a second, but how did you get connected with this wildlife preserve? Was it through the group that you're traveling with?
It's going to be one of the stops that I take when I'm spending the 2 weeks with the Putney Travel Group. And on the Putney website, they released an itinerary of where we're going to be staying. We looked on this website and found the Nankuse wildlife site, and we were like, oh, this is so cool. Like, this is exactly, you know, what I want to do with my life. So, of course, I had to volunteer there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what it's going to be like to travel, because I know a lot of people, especially here in Port Townsend, are really eager to get out and be traveling again. Yeah. What do you think it's going to be like to, after being here in Port Townsend for so long, to go somewhere so far away and so different?
I definitely think it's going to be a shock for like the first day or two, maybe 3 days. But I hope I can just get right into it, you know, because I've had to deal with, you know, a lot of sight change since I've been going to France since I was a kid for a long time. But you never know, you know, it's Africa, it's wild, so it should be interesting.
So you said that this working on an animal preserve is what you're really passionate about. Is that what you plan to study after the summer?
Yeah, I actually got accepted at Evergreen for a major in zoology, so this is like right up my alley is what I'm going to be doing. And I took a year deferral, and my dream is to like somehow be able to stay at this conservation site, maybe get hired or something. I don't know, but it's unlikely, but I'm not saying anything is impossible. But my plan is after my time there is done, I'll travel around a bit more and then go to Evergreen to major in zoology.
What do you think it is about zoology that interests you so much?
Well, the thing I think I'm pretty lucky about is, like, as long as I can remember wanting to do something, it's been working with animals. I've never really had to go through the phase of wondering what I wanted to do with my life, because I've always known.
Do you think at all, like, growing up partially here in the Pacific Northwest where it's just so wild, do you think that's influenced that at all?
Oh, yes, for sure, definitely. If I would have, I don't know, been born in maybe a bigger city like Tacoma or Silverdale or something like that, maybe I wouldn't have grown up. Because as a child and a little kid, I was outside 24/7. That's like all we did. We didn't have TV. We didn't have really the internet. And we were just outside. And I would say, yeah, the wild of the Pacific Northwest definitely pushed me to love animals.
I understand that you've also kind of grew up in France for a while. When you lived in France, what part of the country did you live in?
I lived in the northeastern part of France, next to Switzerland, in a village where my mom grew up, is where I would stay during the summers and where I stayed for the year that we lived there.
What was it like when you were growing up to come from France and the United States back and forth in the summers and during that year?
It was interesting, I would say. I always remember how in the summertime I just get this natural instinct to want to go back to France because I've been doing it for so long. But I would say I just fell into the rhythm of summers in France and then the rest of the year here.
Do you think at some point you'll ever go back to maybe live in France or?
Yeah, for sure. Part of my plan after I leave Africa is to go work with my uncle in the south of France. He owns a grocery store down there. And I'm going to go work there for I don't know how long and maybe get some more money and then leave from France and go who knows where. I'll figure that out when the time comes.
Well, thank you so much for being willing to talk with me. I really appreciate
it. No problem.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to my guest, Pierre Blou. Senior Spotlight is an ongoing feature segment produced for Red Hawk Radio under the direction of Port Townsend High School's Media Lab, under the direction of teacher David Egler and principal Carrie Earhart. If you have a story that you think is right for Red Hawk Radio, please email David Egler at degler@ptschools.org. The music you heard on today's program was produced by Austin Wright. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you tune in next time.